We do have a guest in our studio. Joining us right now is Kevin Strauss from the Clean River Partners. Good morning, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's much appreciated. You have had, well, first of all, why don't we start off? Clean River Partners, you used to be the Cannon River Watershed Partnership, and it's been a little over a year now? Has it been 2 years?
About a year and a half.
Year and a half. Mm-hmm. How has everything gone with that name change?
It's been going really well. Change is always a little challenging, but I think it's really helped folks kind of see that we're an organization that works for clean water right here in our region, but we also sometimes do projects even further afield, and so that's been great.
And the water, the watershed that you are helping clean and keep in good, healthy condition, it's a fairly good-sized watershed.
Yeah, it's almost a million acres.
Ooh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, as far south of Owatonna to Blooming Prairie area, as far west as, west of Shields Lake, west of Waterville, out in that area, and then it heads east all the way to Red Wing. So kind of a giant L shape.
All right. We're kind of in the middle of it here in Northfield. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the summer that you've had. It's been, I think we had you on last spring. I was mm-hmm. trying to think maybe the film festival
right.
was the last
mm-hmm.
time we had you on.
Yeah.
How did everything go with the summer?
Oh, it was great. We were really busy. The film festival went off really well. It was great having an outdoor film event. The summer, we had a lot of events. My coworkers, Al and Dane, work a lot with doing farm programs, farm field days, to help farmers develop tools to help keep their soil in the field and the fertilizer in the field. And that's been going really well. Farmers have been attending those events and developing some new skills. And a lot of farmers that have been doing things like cover crops for years are now taking part in the workshops to talk about how activities that are good for a farm field are also good for clean water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a really successful summer for us.
All right. Good to hear. You've got an event, an annual event that is coming up this weekend, September the 17th, Saturday. It's the watershed-wide cleanup. That's a big operation, and I know that what's interesting is, 15, 20 years ago, I don't know when you started doing this.
14. Yeah, this is our 14th.
Mm-hmm. 14th year. It seems like the garbage total has come down a little bit each year. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's getting cleaner and cleaner, and certainly enough to see the results.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. We're at sites where we've been doing cleanups every year. The site leaders are saying, the amount they're seeing in the central location where they start has been dropping over time. And so they have to walk further and further. And we have in some cases shifted locations. If an area where we've been doing cleanups is looking really good, we want to find where the litter is. And so we've been doing some shifting or maybe walking a little bit further to find our litter, which is a good sign. We're making progress.
And that, you hope eventually that nobody litters at all.
We would hope so. Well, so often people assume that if litter is on the riverbank or in the river, that it was, someone was walking by the river and littered right there. And actually, litter could actually come from anywhere in a city because we have these really efficient stormwater systems. And if someone litters in a neighborhood, the wind could blow that litter down onto the street and down the storm drain. And then the storm drains are really efficient. They'll carry that material along with, water. Mm-hmm. When it rains, right out to the river. And so we've been doing education in schools and programs about people, cleaning up litter everywhere since it can all end up in the river. And we're definitely making progress.
Good. Good to hear. Now, from a logistical standpoint, that's a million acres you got to mm-hmm. get through. Tell us about that. But you strategically space different organizations and groups that are helping you out with that.
Yeah, we have 8 cleanup sites this year. There are 2 right here in Northfield. One is at Riverside Park, and the other one is the Carlton Arboretum. And we have site leaders, lead volunteers that are there that will set up the site with garbage bags and gloves and sign-up sheets. And then they'll meet the volunteers at it starts at 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, and then volunteers go out and pick up litter and then bring it back to a dumpster somewhere nearby the starting location. And then the site leaders pack up the extra equipment and bring it back to the office.
Now, for those who would like to volunteer for that, what do they need? First of all, how do they do it? What will they need to bring along? Boots, gloves, whatever? Give us some instruction on that.
Sure, sure. Well, the first thing to do is go to the Clean River Partners website, www.cleanriverpartners.org, and there's a link there to sign up, and there's a form where you can sign up. We have a little liability waiver that you need to do for events like this on there. And also people can mark off where they're going to go because we have 8 different locations. So we know where to expect the volunteers and we can send enough equipment to each site. And then in terms of how to dress and everything, dress for an outdoor event, wearing hiking boots or tennis shoes works fine. We suggest, long pants and long sleeves just because sometimes there's brush and woods where people are picking up litter. For our event, we don't have anybody getting into the water to pull litter out. Mm-hmm. There are some volunteers that kind of on their own will take a canoe down the river and pick up litter, and we definitely, collect litter from those projects as well, but our volunteers will be working on land for picking up litter.
All right. And that's just part of a busy day. That's not the only thing you have coming up this Saturday. You'll be at the Hispanic Heritage event in Central Park.
Right, right. Yeah, we'll have a booth there as well. We've been doing stormwater education for the city of Northfield for several years. And this year we talked with the city and they really wanted to have lots of outreach to all parts of the community. And so we thought it would be great to have some of the stormwater news articles that we've been putting in the newspaper. They've all been in English. And so we worked with the city to translate some of those articles into Spanish, and so we'll be having a booth there and having some Spanish language education about stormwater and how to keep stormwater clean so our rivers stay clean.
All right. And so look for more information. You just go to the booth at the Hispanic Heritage, and certainly if you'd like to help clean up. We got 1 million acres to clean up, so all hands on deck.
Right, right. All right. Yeah, and the event starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday the 17th mm-hmm. and goes till noon. And so for folks that are available, there are sites in Faribault, Northfield, Cannon Falls, Medford, Owatonna, Waterville, and Shields Lake. So lots of locations we can volunteer.
Oh, it's a big watershed. So wonderful work that the volunteers do. Anything else we should know about Clean River Partners or events that you have coming up, Kevin?
Well, let's see. We're having a canoe full of brew fundraiser right now. We do okay. fundraisers to help support clean water projects. And also, if you go to the website, www.cleanriverpartners.org, you can learn about our canoe full of brew fundraiser, where if you take part in the fundraising event, one lucky winner will win a canoe and some beer and other brew from local breweries and cideries.
All right. And how do you do that? You go to the website, you
right.
say? More information there?
Yep, cleanriverpartners.org.
Sounds good. Kevin, thank you so much for coming in today. It's much appreciated. You do wonderful work with Clean River Partners. We appreciate that. And once again, all hands on deck this coming Saturday, 9 a.m., and you can find out more information and register on the website at cleanriverpartners.org or just check them out at the Hispanic Heritage. All right. Kevin, thanks again.
Thanks a lot.